At the Governor's Conference on Economic Development in Madison today, Governor Walker predicted his plan would result in a sizable state budget surplus by the end of this budget cycle.
We finished the last budget with a surplus. We're finishing this budget with a surplus. We're going to have $700 million more going forward, even under the most conservative of estimates. This is good, prudent financial planning.
That surplus prediction is based on a 3.5% growth in tax revenues, despite the governor's proposed tax cuts. The governor says his blueprint for prosperity is about creating jobs that pay a living wage and does not include recent proposals from Democrats to raise the minimum wage.
I prefer to spend my time actually helping people create jobs that far exceed any discussion of a minimum wage, as opposed to spending time having the government talk about fighting over what that level might be.
The governor's income and property tax cut plan has not passed the state Senate yet and will likely be scaled back somewhat by members of his own party before it does. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.